98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 74 degrees. Vice President Kamala Harris updated the press after her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Vice President Harris calling her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu constructive, saying she will always ensure that Israel is able to defend itself, but noting she stressed her serious concern about the scale of human suffering in Gaza, saying it's time for the war to end.
And end in a way where Israel is secure, all the hostages are released, the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can exercise their right to freedom, dignity, and self-determination.
Noting there's been hopeful movement to President Biden's ceasefire and hostage proposal, and adding she's committed to a path for a two-state solution. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wichita citizens are being asked to voluntarily conserve water during the ongoing drought. City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News.
If we can get a 10% reduction in water use, if every household takes this seriously, we can probably get through the drought without taking the next step, which would be a restriction on irrigation, no more than one time a week for lawns and for plant materials.
Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A juvenile was critically injured in an accident in southwest Wichita Wednesday night at Seneca and 50th. Police say two juveniles were riding homemade mini bikes that were not street legal. They were traveling at a high rate of speed and did not have lights. One of the juveniles crashed into a truck. Monday, the Kansas Highway Patrol handed out its 1,501st ticket this year to a driver speeding over 100 miles an hour.
10 years ago, troopers wrote about half the number of tickets for people driving over 100 than they do today. Officials noted that the speeding trend began in 2020. Now troopers are assigned to look for speeders on any Kansas highway or interstate. Officials say you can also report any speeders you encounter on the road by calling Star 47. You'll be connected to a dispatcher who will then send a trooper to look for the speeder. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Investigators still have no motive in the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. Fox's Jeff Paul has an update from Butler, Pennsylvania.
We are no closer, seemingly, to getting answers to the biggest remaining question, which is why this all happened in the first place. But we are starting to get some more info and some more videos. Pennsylvania State Police recently telling Congress that they thought they saw two local police officers leaving their post just prior to the shooting. And the Butler County DA calls that misinformation and that the two police officers did exactly what they were told, with only one of the police officers moving a bit to keep eyes on what they described was a suspicious person, which turned out to be the shooter.
A bipartisan House panel will look into the assassination attempt. Wildfires are continuing to scorch the West, and authorities say one major blaze started with a burning car being pushed into a gully. A 42-year-old man was arrested Thursday on suspicion of starting a wildfire that has become California's largest this year. The flames exploded a day earlier into what is now the Park Fire, which has scorched more than 195 square miles near the city of Chico, California. As evacuations continued there, some Oregon residents were cleared to return home after a thunderstorm dropped welcome rain, but also potentially dangerous lightning on the biggest active blaze in the United States. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steven, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:08 now, 74 degrees. More than 10,000 Kansas voters have already cast their ballot in the primary election. Mail-in ballot applications are due this coming Tuesday, and Tuesday is also the day 19 satellite polling stations will open in Sedgwick County. Registered voters can vote at any of these locations through August 2nd. at 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on August 3rd. Eight members of a human smuggling operation in Mexico and the U.S. are indicted on multiple counts.
The charges against Ronaldo Galindo Lopez Escobar and seven others include conspiracy to transport and illegally harbor illegal immigrants. Two of those people indicted are in custody. According to federal prosecutors, the Lopez operation has been smuggling undocumented immigrants in through Mexico's border with southern New Mexico. The crime included mid-level co-conspirators who handled day-to-day operations and coordinated payments. Convictions could mean 10 to 20 years in prison for indicted members of the organization. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A dog in California dug up more than just a bone.
A decomposing body was found after a dog dropped a human head on the sidewalk in downtown Fresno Thursday. The cops were called after somebody saw the dog drop the object and noticed the skull. Officers arrived and found a body decomposing in a nearby shed. Police say the dog took the head and carried it away. Detectives say as of now, the death does not appear to be a homicide, but they won't know for certain until the coroner's office can investigate. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Authorities in Florida are stunned by the identity of the person who's admitted to making nearly two dozen fake 911 calls.
It's known as swatting. Phoning in a fake 911 call to trigger a SWAT team response. It happened several times in and around Flagler County, Florida back in May. Now Sheriff Rick Staley says they've tracked the calls to Henrico County, Virginia, and a pre-teenaged boy.
An 11-year-old created all this chaos and mayhem in our community.
The sheriff says the boy has admitted making the calls and that sometimes other people paid him to do it. Currently in juvenile detention in Virginia, the boy faces 29 felony counts. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident now, and you're going to want to watch out because this actually has a ramp closed at the intersection. It's a ramp from Kellogg to I-235. Just watch out in that area. We've had a traffic accident a while back, and it's still affecting things pretty badly. You can see it on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cams. You can also see just a little bit of haze in the air around it as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your finally Friday, still continuing to stay mainly dry, even despite a 10% chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm by later on this afternoon. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, and temperatures stay toasty at 95 degrees for a high with a southeast breeze at 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 74 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12, Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Friday, July 26, 2024. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
We had another sunny, hot day across South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 96 degrees, normal high for the date 93. And took a look at the Wichita precipitation total for the year. We're 6.5 inches, just right at 6.5 inches below a normal for this time of year. Half a foot. That's a lot of rain that we need. On this date in 1943, the mercury soared to 121 degrees at Tishomingo, Oklahoma, to set the all-time record high temperature for the Sooner State. 121 degrees in 1943. In Oklahoma, that is the record. And on this date in 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed the ADA, American with Disabilities Act, prohibiting discrimination based on mental or physical disabilities. Of course, the late U.S. Senator from Kansas, Bob Dole, had a great deal to do with that legislation and getting it passed. There was a lot of repercussion and fallout because there were certain it cost some money to comply. Let's just put it that way. But there it is, ADA having a birthday today. Remember Harvey Weinstein? His representatives say the former film mogul has been transferred from a New York City jail to a hospital to undergo treatment for a variety of health problems. The representative said Thursday Weinstein tested positive for COVID-19 and has pneumonia in both lungs. They say he was moved to Bellevue Hospital The other conditions he is to be treated for include diabetes, high blood pressure, spinal stenosis, and fluid on his heart and lungs. Weinstein is awaiting trial on rape and sexual assault charges after his 2020 conviction in New York was overturned. I wonder if he'll make it to trial, Ted. That's a pretty good laundry list of bad things that, health-wise that are going on with Harvey Weinstein. He is not in good health.
Does anyone care?
I don't know. Somebody must somewhere. A U.S. Army Air Force engineer was laid to rest in Southern California after he was killed in action 80 years ago in Germany. Sergeant Donald V. Banta of Los Angeles was brought home Thursday, honored en route from the Ontario International Airport to a burial home in Riverside, California. Banta was killed when his plane was hit by anti-aircraft fire and crashed to the ground. And Donald Banta's niece was present at the plane-side honor ceremony at the Ontario Airport, coordinated by Honoring Our Fallen. So one more veteran laid to rest. 6:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is Steve and Ted's show number. Let me look it up here real quick.
Yeah, Ted. What do we got?
6,726. So it's not a milestone or anything.
6,726.
6,726 today.
Just one more log on the fire.
That's right.
A huge bonfire of our show for 26 years.
A blazing inferno. Just wanted to mention that I talked to you last week about my vacation with my family in St. Louis. I don't know if I mentioned the fact that one evening we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Very interesting.
How long did you peruse the menu? 40 minutes? 50 minutes?
19 pages.
It's a long, it's a big one.
19 pages.
A lot of things to choose from.
And I'm not saying four items a page. It's a list. I mean, you can get just about anything and about four pages of cheesecake.
By the time I get done with it, I'm like, okay, I just saw 150 things. Now what do I want to order?
I give up.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever.
Close your eyes.
I just want to get to the cheesecake part of the meal.
Just close your eyes and do this.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's true. I had steak Diane.
Which is what?
Steak with Diane. I don't know. Steak with some, onions and so forth.
Okay.
It was tasty.
All right.
And then we got, I can't remember what kind of cheesesteak I got.
Which is the same reaction I have every time I eat there. I have the entree and go, okay, it was all right.
Yeah.
Let's get to the cheesecake part of the meal.
Yeah, probably the best thing would be if you just ordered a piece of cheesecake and a cup of coffee.
Now, see, I'd be all for that.
And just slowly enjoy yourself.
But with the time you spend waiting to get in there, you're like, I might as well have a meal.
Well, we didn't have to wait.
Oh, good.
It was on a Tuesday night? Yeah, Tuesday night. It's in a shopping center there, and it was raining, and there wasn't anybody going to the shopping center or anywhere else. People in St. Louis stay home that time of night. I was thinking, though, we always talk about getting a Cheesecake Factory here. I don't know if we could keep one in business or not. I don't know if we got enough.
The company has decided that is the case.
Yeah.
They don't want to come here.
If not enough people with enough money to spend.
That's what they've determined.
Well, they got one in Kansas City if you want to drive up there. And in St. Louis. 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
So did you have a cheesecake?
Oh, yeah.
What did you get?
I can't even remember what flavor it was, but it was good. It was something special like mango or something. I don't know what it was, but it was tasty. Cheesecake.
Nice.
The Cheesecake Factory. 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we are underway with the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series taking place at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. Last night was opening night of the week-and-a-half-long competition. Two games last night. The winners were the Hutchinson Monarchs, the defending champs, and the Seattle Cheney Studs. Both start off 1-0 in pool play. And that sets up a big weekend for the National Baseball Congress World Series at X Stadium. Here's the rundown. Four games today, starting at noon. The last game starts at 8:30 tonight, so a full day of baseball at X Stadium. And then, Saturday and Sunday, the return of baseball round the clock.
Oh, boy.
Which was a fixture at the NBC World Series for a couple of decades. It went away, and now it's back. So the baseball round the clock activities start at noon tomorrow, and basically back-to-back 11 straight games every 3 hours. So if you want to go to a game at midnight, you got one. You want to go at 3 in the morning? You got one. You want to go at 6 in the morning? You got one. There you go. So that starts at noon tomorrow for baseball round the clock. And then it all wraps up with the final game for baseball around the clock on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock when the Seattle Cheney Studs take on Doc's Bombers in an exhibition game. And that features local active duty military members. And it's a big celebration of the military teams that played in the National Baseball Congress National Tournament, the 1940s, 50s, and 60s.
What
the? So that'll be a Sunday evening at 6 o'clock to wrap up baseball around the clock. Big weekend on tap at the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series. Another huge event we have going on, of course. Getting going with the Summer Olympics in Paris.
Let the games continue. While the official start of the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics, the opening ceremony, is today, competition has taken place since Wednesday when the United States lost a men's soccer match to the host nation over 400 miles from Paris in Marseille. The U.S. women's soccer team played its first match Thursday, even further from Paris, in Nice. The U.S. men's basketball team is scheduled to play its first game Sunday versus Serbia, led by three-time NBA Most Valuable Player Nikola Jokic. The Americans, a seismic favorite to win the gold medal for a fifth straight Olympics. The American women's basketball team, even a more significant favorite to win gold for an eighth straight Olympics. First game scheduled for Monday versus Japan. One new Olympic event, breaking, as in breakdancing. Jared Max, Fox News.
Getting going with the Olympics today.
If it had that 30 years ago, you could be in the Olympics doing your breakdancing.
Could be, yeah.
Spinning around in your head, yeah.
The timing didn't work out for me, obviously.
Yeah.
Ahead of my time. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, after a day off, back to their home stand, and they are hosting an interleague rival, Chicago, the Royals and the Cubs, this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Both teams are coming off back-to-back losses. You can listen to all those Royals-Cubs games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals head into the weekend with a one-game lead over the Boston Red Sox for a playoff spot in the American League. Don't forget, we'll be talking football right here with Steve and Ted in the morning every day from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with the play-by-play voice, the Chief Mitch Holtis, 8:15 every morning for four straight weeks, and that all starts on Monday. So make sure you're here every weekday the next month at 8:15. We'll start that on Monday with live Mitch Holtis training camp reports from the Kansas City Chiefs up in St. Joseph, Missouri. Pretty cool. Hey, would you like to win a great prize package to go see the Wichita Wind Surge in style in baseball action at Riverfront Stadium? This is a great $175 prize package, and it's all brought to you by Homeland Construction Services. Here's what you get. Your own private loge box table for four on the concourse.
Yep.
You also get access to all the free food you care to eat for the entire game upstairs at the Fidelity Club. You get to park for free in the Maple Street lot just feet away from the gate, from the front door. So you get free parking, you get free food, you get your free table for four.
And it's a good seat right behind home plate.
Oh, it's right. Yeah, it's right there. It's just primo stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great prize package. And once again, thank you to the people at Homeland Construction Services for providing this for select weeknight games to go see the Wind Surge. How do you enter to win these tickets?
How?
You might ask.
How?
Very easy. You go to our webpage, knssradio.com. You click on contest. And then you click on the Wind Surge Loge Box contest link. You fill out the entry form. You hit submit. Doesn't take long at all.
Go.
It's very easy, and you could be entered, and then you're entered to win that prize package. Could be you. So check that out and go see the Wind Surge play in style. That is Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Stretching Studios.
Okay. Yeah, they're popping up everywhere.
They're popping, yes. Coming up also, traffic and weather. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Cartilage in my knee that's popping.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. At 6:30 on this Friday morning, 74 degrees. A Salina man is dead following an officer-involved shooting Wednesday evening in Salina. The KBI says 25-year-old Jesse Ray refused orders to exit a garage. Ray allegedly threatened to kill the officers if they went into the garage.
A woman and Ray exited the garage a short time later after a fire had been started inside. The man exchanged gunfire with law enforcement and was killed. No officers were injured.
In-person enrollment for Wichita Public Schools is set for July 29th and 30th from noon to 7 p.m. both days. Online enrollment for the coming school year is also available. The district says all kindergarten families need to enroll in person. More information on how to enroll may be found on the school's website, school district's website. Meanwhile, Hope Wichita director Sherry Langford says tomorrow they will be giving out backpacks, school supplies, and groceries to families in need.
Myself, coming from a family where my mother was divorced with children and in need, I can really understand where they're at. And we just want to show them that people see them, that we know what it's like, and that we love them.
Drive-through locations include McAdams Park, Evergreen Recreation Center, Hope Church, and Central Christian Church. There are also a couple of walk-up locations at Bethel Life Center and Colvin Elementary. First day of school for USD 259 is Wednesday, August 14th.
Wichita City Manager Robert Layton has presented the City Council with a proposed balanced budget for 2025. Layton tells KNSS News the 2026 budget is not balanced.
That year right now is still out of balance by about $3.5 million, but we have some time to go ahead and implement some changes in the way we're structured to be able to make up that $3.5 million. Where I'm more concerned is 2027 and 28.
Layton says those budgets will see shortfalls of $9 to $10 million if the City Council doesn't make spending or taxing changes. Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Vice President Kamala Harris is gearing up for a debate with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Fox's Jackie Heinrich with the latest from Houston.
Vice President Harris says she'll debate Trump on ABC September 10th, which Trump agreed to have with Biden. No answer to Trump's terms after Democrats swapped out his opponent. A New York Times Siena poll shows Harris and Trump in a virtual tie, 48% to 47%. The same poll had Biden down 6 points in early July. Democrats were happy to dismiss Biden, his favorability up 7 points since dropping out, now rallying around Harris. Only 14% preferring another candidate and strong support among young and minority voters, where Biden was slipping. But the Veep stakes is creating anxiety about newfound Democratic unity.
Former President Trump says he wants to have multiple debates with Vice President Harris.
An Ohio court warns consumers, don't be boneheads when it comes to so-called boneless chicken wings.
The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. Michael Berkheimer sued the restaurant Wings on Brockwood after eating what he thought were boneless wings. But after 3 days of running a fever and vomiting, Berkheimer went to the emergency room. X-rays found a long, thin chicken bone had torn his esophagus and caused an infection. Berkheimer sued the restaurant. The court ruled 4-3 against him. The majority writing Berkheimer should have been on guard for bones, since it's common knowledge that chickens have them. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your finally Friday, still continuing to stay mainly dry, even despite a 10% chance of seeing a shower or thunderstorm by later on this afternoon. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, and temperatures stay toasty at 95 degrees for a high with a southeast breeze at 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 74 degrees at KNSS. Today is the 26th day of July, 2024. On this date in 1775, the Continental Congress established a post office and appointed Benjamin Franklin its Postmaster General. Ben Franklin, our first Postmaster General.
Had to find a way to get those missives to and from everyone.
Missives.
Communication. Yes.
Missives.
Especially let's face it, communication is very important. And
sure is.
To humanity, to have civilization.
That's what we're doing right now. We're communicating.
Exactly.
To thousands and thousands of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Ted. The number of Texas deaths after Hurricane Beryl came ashore and knocked out power to millions of residents climbed to at least 36 Thursday. As officials confirmed, more people who died in homes that were left without air conditioning during sweltering heat.
Terrible situation.
The medical examiner's office in Fort Bend County confirmed 9 more deaths. This is in Texas, including 4 that were at least partially attributed to hyperthermia, when a person's body temperature rises far above normal. At least a dozen other residents in the Houston area also died from complications due to the heat and losing power, according to officials.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in Houston that were without power for days and days and days.
They sure were. Most Houston residents had their electricity restored last week after days of widespread outages during sweltering summer temperatures. So, this weather is not to be taken lightly, especially with that kind of weather when it knocks out power like that. Wow. 6:37 now. Steve and Ted on the morning here on KNSS. Baseball round the clock. You just mentioned on our sports. Baseball round the clock is starting again after several years of not happening. Do you have any idea whose idea that was?
Oh, Steve Schott.
Was it Steve?
Yeah, he's the guy that came up with that idea.
Steve Schott.
Back in the day.
Explain who Steve is.
Well, he was the general manager of the Wichita Wranglers for many, many years, and that was also under the umbrella at that time of the National Baseball Congress World Series at Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
Also, he was with the Wings as well, right?
He's with the Wings before that.
A soccer team.
For many years.
Yeah.
Well, and that was back when the NBC had like 34, sometimes 40 teams, so you had to... You had to play tons of games. They've only got 16 teams now. But back then, there was three dozen teams in there. And you basically had to schedule games like that. You had to have a game every 2 or 3 hours so that you could squeeze this all in. Mm. And he said, well, why don't we not just take these nighttime hours off during those weekends? Let's just keep the stadium open and keep playing games.
Yeah.
So he came up with baseball around the clock, and they did a lot of wacky promotions and
a lot of fun.
Gave prizes to people who could somehow stay awake and check in and stay there for the whole weekend. So it was really cool and really fun.
Shoddy, always been fun. I remember one time going to a game out there, and although he was the general manager, he was the boss, really. He was out there vending beer, selling beer to people. So, yeah, great guy.
The last time I ran into him, he was doing that at a Windsurge game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve Schott, great guy. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here, and... let's check in with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, our Kansas feed yards yesterday sold cash cattle at the price of $190 on the hoof. Now, earlier this week, the price was $187. The live cattle closed with triple-digit gains yesterday. The August and October live cattle had their highest trade since October of 2023. The feeder cattle opened lower yesterday with some contracts having two-week lows, then traded and closed on the positive side. Lean hog futures yesterday traded and closed two-sided. At the close, October live cattle, $2.32 higher, $188.60. August feeder cattle, $1.50 higher, $258.62. And October lean hogs down 22 cents at $77.80. The weekly new crop corn and soybean export sales were very good yesterday. Wheat was the second lowest of the marketing year. Now, the wheat closed negative yesterday, and the corn and soybeans closed on the positive side. Hot weather is now threatening the crops in the Midwest. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat's 2.5 cents higher at $5.64. December corn down 2 cents at $4.18¾. November soybeans down 7 cents at $10.72½. September crude oil trading 24 cents lower at $78.05. August gold is up $20 at $2,373.50. September S&P 43 points higher at $5,484. September dollar index up 4 cents at $104.14. And September Dow Jones futures 248 points higher at $40,440. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Okay, Tom, the Olympics is starting. I'm sure you love the Olympics. And are you an Olympics fan? Do you like to watch it?
Not at all.
I was going to ask you what your favorite event is. Obviously, the commercial when you can get them, go get something to drink or something, right?
Yeah, I don't really tune into them at all. I do see they're having quite the problems over there overnight with some problems with their rail system and some sabotage, and it looks like they're going to have a hard problem getting things started.
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. And by the way, I understand, is this correct? Did you have a birthday tomorrow? Is that true?
That's what I was told.
Okay. Yeah, I found out because I checked in with the Dollar Tree store there in Augusta, and they said they had to run on candles. They ran completely out of candles. So it must be Tom's birthday. You going to do anything special that you know of?
Yeah, we're actually going to be heading to a family event this weekend out of town, so I guess we're going to celebrate my birthday.
There you go. Yeah, birthday weekend.
Way to go, Tom. Well, happy birthday. We'll see you back
Thank you.
See you back here on Monday morning.
You don't sound like you're 80.
I was going to say, I'm going to be older and wiser.
You don't sound, you probably won't. No, okay. We'll look forward to that. Thank you, sir. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 647 on this Friday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Manager Layton urges voluntary water conservation in hopes of avoiding mandatory controls later.
Two.
A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Salina.
One.
Vice President Harris meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras still showing police blocking that ramp in West Wichita now. It is the ramp from northbound I-235, or sorry, from eastbound Kellogg, northbound I-235, and they're still there after a traffic accident earlier this morning. Doesn't look like they're wrapping things up, but that ramp's still closed out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot again today with a high of 93 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 92. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A ballerina in Florida is accused of murder when looking to gain full custody of her child.
I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Florida ballerina is on trial for murder after prosecutors say she brutally executed her husband because she wanted to be a single mom to their young daughter. Ashley Benefield, 32, admits she killed 59-year-old Douglas Benefield in the middle of a contentious custody battle in September 2020. But she says she feared for her life following years of abuse. Prosecutors say Doug was shot while facing away from his wife, showing that Ashley killed him in cold blood. Prosecutors told jurors on Tuesday that the abuse allegations were part of a calculated strategy to gain sole custody of the couple's child. A judge previously found no evidence of abuse by Doug. The trial is expected to last more than 2 weeks. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The Dow was the only winner of the three major markets Thursday.
Stocks ending mixed as new data showed the U.S. economy grew faster than expected last quarter. The Dow higher by 81, the S&P down 27, the Nasdaq off by 160. Meanwhile, small cap stocks continue their rally with the Russell 2000 index outperforming the S&P 500 in July by the most in 24 years. The economy expanding 2.8% against expectations of a 2% improvement. Meanwhile, durable goods orders plunged, lifting the market expectations for a rate cut from the Federal Reserve. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:50. Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker. Good morning on a Friday morning to you, Mr. Don Grant.
Well, happy Friday. Happy, good morning, happy, Steve and Ted. Everybody. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Hallelujah.
What's up, Don? What's
you know, on? When President Franklin D. Roosevelt conceived Social Security, that program that so many people depend upon, it was designed to be a required savings program for Americans to put away a portion of their earnings. In return, they receive more than the base level of benefits. Well, Professor William Reichenstein of Baylor University and head researcher for SocialSecuritySolutions.com believes that a certain earning population of Americans get the lowest return of their contributions. Reichenstein believes that Social Security benefits are a fantastic deal for those who make less than $45,000 a year. They get a much larger benefit relative to their contributions than Americans considered to be upper middle class, earning more than $80,000 a year. He believes that the system should be reformed to equalize benefits for everyone who pays into it. He calls the current system an income redistribution program rather than what it was intended to be, which is a required savings program. That is fair based upon their, you know, contribution levels. You know, that would make it fair. Well, the professor has determined that the Social Security system is broken. And if Congress doesn't address current problems, benefits will reduce from 17 to 23% by 2035. He argues that it became a pay-as-you-go system when policymakers gave away about $11.4 trillion in unearned benefits to people born in 1937 or earlier. Now we're paying the price. For those born after 1937, Social Security has been a poor investment. Proposed changes will make the program worse for higher earners. They propose means testing benefits for those who have paid more in but have higher incomes in retirement. It's going to be very interesting to see how Congress handles this one. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Congress will handle it the same way it has for years. It will ignore it.
It'll wait until the very last second, but it's sort of a sacred cow. So I feel like they're not going to avoid it, even though there are some people who are interested in doing other things with it.
Well, there are several suggestions that basically are not that big a deal. They could correct it pretty quick.
Yeah, raise the
just a tiny bit
the contribution limits. Yeah.
There are certain things. All right, let's see here. Today is National Talk in an Elevator Day. Encouraging everyone to strike up a conversation with someone in an elevator. Okay. Ever do that?
I wonder how many people in Wichita use elevators every day.
I was using them down at the courthouse last week.
This would be more appropriate in New York City, maybe, you know?
About once a week, they send emergency workers down to City Hall to get someone that's trapped in one.
Oh, dude.
I think those elevators at City Hall must be.
Well, they're probably talking in the elevators then, you know?
The one in the county courthouse is one of the slowest in town.
Oh, does it?
They got about six of them, and they use two. And but anyway, have you ever talked in an elevator with somebody?
Sure, I do all the time.
Yeah, what do you say?
Well, I'd say stupid things.
Like?
Well, like I'll turn around. You know, everybody's faces are all familiar, and I'll just say, hey, why is everybody looking at me?
Okay.
You know? Or I'll do stupid, you know.
You know what I like to say?
Dad joke kind of things, you know,
that
my daughters get embarrassed.
I'd say, six, please. Works every time. Cracks people up.
Yeah, or what you do is you do like Elf, and you just hit all the buttons so that it stops at
That's
every
good.
Floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is just to turn around to the other person in the elevator and say, oh, pardon me, excuse me, sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As though you did something.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Okay. Show of hands, who's been on an elevator that had a full-time human operator?
I have, but
hand
it's
raised.
Been.
Have you?
Yep. Yes.
Tell me about it, Ted. Where was it?
The Notre Dame press box in the old stadium, old football stadium. Even though there was only one stop,
they had,
to have an old man there to push the button.
Yeah.
Gee, I can't handle that.
One stop.
Yeah, it was either down or up. There was a dude there standing there pushing that button.
Sounds like it's a job I could do.
You know what
about,
at Green Bay Packers Stadium.
Really?
You come to say, because I didn't even think of that. I thought you meant like when I was a kid going to Macy's.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and there was a guy sitting in there in that one, you know. But no, that just recently a group of us went fishing in Wisconsin. We went to the stadium, and there was a guy there. And I think he was more there to keep people from like stealing stuff or going to the floor they're not allowed to go to or something like that. It was more security than
the
help.
Old Wichita City Hall, the place that looks like a castle down there.
Oh, yeah.
There was a woman there for years and years and years.
Aww.
She had a little glove on her hand, you know, so that she, but yeah, for a long, long, and they got what, four floors there?
Yeah.
She stayed busy, but elevator operators, say something on the elevator.
Okay, we'll do that.
Start up a conversation about, let's say, presidential politics.
Oh, that's a good one. That
should be good. All right, gentlemen, thank you.
No, the conversation you strike up is, hey, did you hear Steve and Ted this morning?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That'll get a conversation going. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Vice President Harris meets with Israeli Prime Minister, and the Wichita City Manager is urging voluntary water conservation. That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.